Egyptian chemist arrested in connection with the London bombings denies he played any role in the deadly subway and bus blasts. Chief Justice Rehnquist returns to work after squelching retirement speculation by promising to stay as long as his health allows. A new wave of Mideast violence leaves 8 dead, 25 wounded, and the Israeli-Palestinian truce appearing to unravel. Across Iraq's capital, Baghdad, a series of car bombs targets both American and Iraqi troops, killing as many as 20 people. And, still baffled by a fuel gauge failure, NASA delays the launch of Space Shuttle Discovery until late next week at the earliest. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.